LCC Provost Stephanie Chamblett on the other end of our line. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Boy, I should just make you a regular part of the show. You know, you're kind of in a no-win situation. The cost of doing business goes up, especially when the money that you take in decreases. So it's kind of a no-win situation for you.
Well, actually what happened, I have to be perfectly honest, is an error in reporting the numbers. First of all, the numbers that they're reporting are for the 08-09 academic year. They're for 3 years ago.
Right.
And we, the college, this has nothing to do with the Department of Ed. We take full responsibility. We inadvertently doubled the cost of room and board. That is how much it costs to live in an apartment in Lansing. We had a number that was a year number that someone thought was the semester number, and we inadvertently doubled that number when we reported it. Not when we worked with students. So the number that they used to determine that we're a high-cost school was an incorrect number.
All right. So Lansing Community College, and what Stephanie is talking about is a report that was put out by the U.S. Department of Education, and it made LCC look like this expensive college that you have to save up for 18 years to be able to attend. But once the number was changed, where did that put that?
It puts us right in the middle of community colleges. It puts us right about at the average, which is what we expected. I think most folks know that our tuition is very affordable. Certainly among community colleges in Michigan, we are, I think, third from the bottom this year. So our tuition is not out of line. The question is, how much does it cost for a student who's not living at home, who would decide to move out of home, you know, say, to an apartment on their own, live on their own, and all their living expenses? Even when we calculate that correctly, we're still within the average of community colleges. We made a mistake. We made a clerical error, and a list got published. See, once that number is reported to the Department of Ed, we can't change it.
And what was the feedback from them when you told them, oops, we made an error?
They said, well, you do have there is a window for changing. I shouldn't say you can't change it, but they have a window during which you can change it a few months after you submit it. And after that, it's done. So this data from 08-09 cannot be adjusted or made correct. And they just said, sorry, you have to live with it.
All right. So in that that year, the cost of attending LCC was about $6,400.
Yeah, sounds about right.
All right. Yep. Well,
yep. So and if you look this year, I mean, the numbers are correct for the 10-11 year.
Mm-hmm.
So if a student were to go out and look at what costs were this past year, they can see that they're about online. So the interesting thing is, when they calculate this number, they take a number of variables into account. That, you know, tuition in this number is really a fairly small percentage of the total cost of attendance, the way they reported it, because room and board is a lot more. But then they also subtract off the average financial aid award for a student. Well, that average amount varies widely from student to student. So, you know, it's they call it the net price of attendance. So it's a little difficult for even a student to compare apples to apples. They have to know their own situation regarding financial aid.
And when we look at the future, that's kind of up in the air, because how are you going to plan your budget when you don't know what you're going to be receiving as far as state aid?
Well, that's true every year. We face that task every year. And so we have to do our best to estimate. Now, this doesn't impact that. This is, that's really about how we set our tuition rate in terms of going forward. And, you know, we were fortunate this year in that the state did pass a budget before we had to do ours. And so we were able to take into account the exact amount that we would be receiving from the state. In years past, we've had to estimate what our appropriation from the state will be, and that's always a little tricky. But we do our best.
Well, this error has caused bad PR.
It has.
Is that bad
PR? I agree.
Can you get that good name back as far as being a cost-effective school?
I think we can. I think most people that live around in the greater Lansing area know that LCC is a very affordable option. And I think if they were interested in coming to the college and came down to the college and talked to a financial aid counselor about how they can pay for their education, about what it really costs, I think they would find that it was very affordable and very manageable. And I think most people in our community know that.
All right. That darn media, I tell you, we just get to blabbing about stuff, and before you know it. All right. Well, Stephanie, as always, thanks so much for clearing up that challenge,
yeah.
And we'll talk to you real soon.
Thanks, Tony.